It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and Fridays are always just a little more fun because we get to spend some time with a special guest. And this is a gentleman that I've had the opportunity to sit down with and have a really good chat with my pal Lee Reed on a little podcast thing that him and I do. It was just a great experience learning all about the head coach of the UPI women's soccer team, Lewis Page. Lewis, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is great to see you again. Of course, we're in the thick of it now with the season out at UPEI. But what we're going to do is we'll chat about UPEI. We'll chat about the women's soccer program. We'll chat about what's next for you. But first, let's just kind of get to know you, okay? Whereabouts did you grow up?
I grew up in Nova Scotia. I mean, I was born in Montreal, but I grew up in Nova Scotia and down the South Shore in Chester.
Okay. Shout out. Big ups to Chester. Big ups. And I guess, I mean, obviously soccer has been your life's work, essentially. Where did the love of soccer really begin, I guess?
From as early as I can remember, I mean, my first, I've got a photograph at home in a West Ham United uniform when I'm about 3 years old, mm-hmm. you know, so it started early. It's what I've always done. It's more in my life works. It's a passion I've always had.
For sure. And would it be something that your parents were into and they passed that down, or did you just kind of deck onto it yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, I had an older brother who was 4 years older than me that played. So, you know, tagging along with him all the time, his games and his practices was a big part of it. My grandfather was a big driver in it. He was, you know, when we would go back to England, he would take me to visit, West Ham, take me to visit professional players, and, mm-hmm. you know, because he was a travel agent, did their family vacations. So, you know, I would get to meet some of the top players and I just always loved it. You know, mm-hmm. it was always, I love being out with the ball and playing with the ball and just losing myself in the game.
So, I mean, I guess initially when you would start by playing soccer, what your aspirations would have been probably to be a player.
Yeah, I mean, once I got to that certain age where, you know, you're thinking about making teams and moving on to next level, I mean, that was a big goal of mine.
Right.
You know, I wanted to be a professional player and I had little dabbles here and there in it, but never anything permanent full time. So, uh-huh. you know. Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess when did you really kind of decide that coaching was going to be the thing? Like you did do university, obviously, played at university.
Yeah, I went to St. Mary's and played my 5 years there. And
do we dare say that the years that took place?
Let's just say, I took my time.
I like it. Okay, I like it. I like it, Lewis. Okay,
but I have my degree and I got a job coaching as soon as I graduated. So
worked. Yeah,
the timing was perfect.
Joke's on you, life. No, I like it. So after your playing career was done at St. Mary's, it was coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I played 1 year in the old Canadian Soccer League. Halifax had a team, which was the precursor to the Canadian Professional League that they have now, the Canadian Premier League. And then at that time I was in my mid-20s and, I realized probably that I wasn't going to make a career out of playing and I had been coaching all along since I was probably 16 or 17.
Right.
So I realized that there were opportunities starting to come up, you know, to make a living coaching. And I thought, well, that's a great way to stay in the game. And I loved coaching. So I went that route.
Where was your first gig? What was your first coaching job?
I coached for 2 summers as a full-time job. You know, it was kind of the 4 or 5 months when you're not in school with Dartmouth United in Nova Scotia. But my first full-time paid professional gig was here in Prince Edward Island as a technical director.
Yeah.
So is that what brought you to PEI?
That's what brought me to PEI. I came for a contract that was 8 months long.
Okay.
And never left.
Jeez. Okay. Well, we're definitely advantage Prince Edward Island for sure, because you've done some great things here. When did you officially start coaching at UPEI?
As soon as I arrived here, Bruce Norton was the technical director on the board at PEI Soccer, and he knew me from his involvement at UPI and my playing days at St. Mary's. And the first year I was here, he asked me to come on board at UPI as an assistant coach.
So what year was that?
That was 1995.
Wow. So I have to ask this because we've had all kinds of people join us as our interesting Islander that have had, you know, this experience in dealing with whether it's employees or students, et cetera. So you would have interacted with so many players over the years and athletes. Do you keep in touch with them? And what's it like now? Like, do you run into someone who you coached back in, you know, 96 and now they're, you know, a family or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the real joys of the job is when you get to connect with those athletes you've had over the years. Sometimes when me and Bruce Norton are talking, we struggle to kind of figure out what generation did they play with? You know, did they play with those guys or with those guys, you know? But yeah, you know, hearing from them, running into them, and they're scattered all over the world, you know, and it's one of the great things about what we get to do.
Yes.
You know, and being able to connect with so many generations. And now I'm going out and doing, you know, soccer camps and things like that, and their kids are now at the camps.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I ran a camp in Stratford one time, and one kid raised their hands and said, oh, you used to coach my mom. And another kid says, oh, you used to coach my dad. I said, well, how many of you did I coach your parents? And like, you know, 2/3 of the hands go up, and you think, well, okay, I've been doing this for a while now.
Well, I mean, they knew to find you, and they knew that you were going to point them in the right direction. So, I mean, that's a testament to your influence on these people over the years, which is just fantastic. We'll have more with Lewis Page, coach of the UPI women's hockey team. He's got soccer team. My bad. And we'll chat more about what's ahead. You got a trip to Halifax coming up very, very soon for something pretty big. So we'll chat about that next with Lewis Page here on Ocean.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery. Eminent Furniture is helping Springwall Mattresses celebrate their 75th year in a...
Details at discovercharlottetown.com. See you on Queen Street, Sunday, October 6th.
Sunshine arriving sometime soon this morning. A mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Some light wind and a high of 19. Tonight is cloudy with a low of 13. And tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers in the late morning and in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 18. Currently, it is 13 in Summerside, 11 in Montague, 12 in Charlottetown.
And we do have a number of late buses this morning. A bus 58 driven by Dean McMillan serving Spring Park Elementary 1 hour late. Bus 71 driven by Diana Legere serving Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, and Charlottetown Rural running 30 minutes late. And bus 81 driven by Stephen Phillips serving Westwood Primary and Elliott River 1 hour late.
All right, easy does it this morning. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Which member of Guns N' Roses was actually born in Hampstead, England? Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. If you're right, your name goes into the draw. We'll make the draw coming up shortly after 8 o'clock. We're hanging out with Lewis Page today. And you know what, guys? My favorite thing to do is offend our special guests as soon as they come in, because Lewis is not only the coach of the women's soccer team, but also the men's team, too. Mr. Soccer, as it comes to UPEI.
Yes.
Sorry, Lewis. We'll chat some more coming up after Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. It's Ocean. Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok, Ocean 100. School buses are making their runs at this very moment. It is Friday. The weekend is looming large. Safe and sound to school and back again today. Big ups to all those crossing guards doing their thing this morning as well. And teachers and everybody getting ready for a weekend here across Prince Edward Island. Thanks for taking Ocean 100 along with you. It is the morning show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Stand by for the celebration calendar. Lewis Page, the coach of the men's and women's UPEI soccer teams, is with us today. And this is kind of a bittersweet weekend for you. It's you know, it's the end of a long run here.
Yeah, Saturday's our final home game of the season, and I guess the final home game of my career. So
you're exactly how many total years is this going to be that you've been a coach with UPEI soccer?
Yeah, I mean, if you add up my time as an assistant coach with the men's team, then it's 25 seasons.
25 years.
25 seasons, yeah.
And you mentioned that like 25 is only kind of coming kind of close to the record.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, which is incredible.
Yeah, Lou Billick at St. Evex did 41 seasons, so I'd have to go a long way to top him.
Well,
that's a long time.
You can always come back. The door's open.
Yes, and you say the end of your career, but it's your the end of your time at UPI, but we're going to talk about what's coming next soon, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And this weekend out at UPI is big, too, because, I mean, we got to remember, too, with the final game of the season for university sports, there's always seniors on the team. Yeah. And the seniors always, obviously, graduate, move on, all right? So this is a big weekend for that.
Yeah, I mean, Seniors Day is always a special game because it's also a time that a lot of the alumni come out. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a rite of passage where our senior players are now, you know, moving on and going to become part of the alumni. So a lot of the alumni former players come by and it's a great atmosphere and a chance to honor those athletes who have, you know, worked hard over 5 years. And that's the special thing about university sport is you only get five seasons.
Right.
You know, that's the max you can have and you have to cherish everyone. And when it comes to the end of their 5 years, you really want to honor that.
Now, as time went on, too, right, I would assume over 25 years, as more and more alumni that you've coached, it must be pretty cool on Seniors Day, you know, as the years go on, to see more and more of those alumni coming out.
Yeah, it's great. Like, and it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
You know, and now being involved in both programs, it's doubled that for me, which has been great.
Unreal.
You know, because of all the female players now that I've been able to work with, and they're coming to the games, and... And it's one of the special nights for sure.
Unreal. All right. Well, we have more to chat about, including what's next for Lewis, because like we mentioned, he's going to be moving on from the UPEI program after 25 years to something a little different, you know, but something that he's going to be able to handle quite well. So we'll chat about that coming up in a few. Right now, though, Holy Henry, Lewis, you're here for the birthday announcements. Oh, look at how honored he is. This is the celebration calendar, and it's Draw Day Friday. So two people are going to get hooked up with a bridge pass from the Confederation Bridge. First and foremost, Tammy Roach at Charlottetown Mitsubishi is celebrating a birthday today. Love Robin, Genevieve, and your adoring staff out at Mitsubishi.
Happy birthday.
And I do need to let you know, Tammy, that Robin took the time to text that in to me, too. Okay? And there's about five other emails with birthday wishes for you, so I hope it is a great day today. Tomorrow, our good friend Janet Card is celebrating. She's turning 60-something. Hubby sent that in, so Janet, I hope it's a great day. Hope they don't work you too hard down at the Eastlink Center box office either. Kipton Aylward is 15 today. Love your little sister, Skyla. Pauline Hager is celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Garrett McKinnon, a.k.a. Big G. From all your friends and family and the 13,500 animals you have living in your house.
Happy birthday, G.
Happy birthday, big guy. Should come to trivia again sometime. Haven't seen you in a while. Mitch J., happy birthday. Lots of love from Levi, Millie, and Cooper. Judy Watts, happy birthday, Judy. Hope it's a great one. Shirley Jeffrey is celebrating today. And Stella Gallant. They're both working this morning at the Alberton Bakery. I think Stella and Shirley should have a team birthday. So happy birthday, Shirley. Also, hi from your sister, Norma, and brother-in-law, Arnold. And a happy first birthday to Willem Arsenault. Love mom, dad, your two sisters, and all your family and friends.
Happy 63rd birthday in St. Peter's to Kathy Anderson, Nana. That's with love from Nora, Nate, Claire, and Annie. Jane Campus, love Gerald, Anthony, Tyler, Alyssa, Sawyer, Janelle, Juliet, Alana, Benny the dog, and Kevin the cat. And happy birthday to you in Charlottetown. Andy and Kelly Craswell, 11 years married, and congratulations to you. And Cindy Bowering at Stratford, 50 plus, we're told.
Okay, happy birthday, Cindy. Happy birthday to Cohen Williams, turning 10, from Mom, Sophia, and Declan. Wilf Banks, happy birthday from Chelsea, Quinley, and Brexton. Mary Corgan Doyle, from all your sisters, Madeline McNeil, and Aaron Sentner. They're getting married in O'Leary today. Wishing them all the best, and that comes from Tom and Donna Smallman, who say they're just getting started. Cody Gavin, turning the big 36 in Elmsdale, from his good old buddy, Tyler Perry. Alex Johnson-Smith, love from Dad, Angela, Darius, James, Thomas, and Journey. Alex is turning 18. Will Hunter and Kinkora turning 12. Tomorrow, Russell McPhee turning 7. Linus Watts turning 64. Happy birthday from Daniel, Adam, Emily, Kathy, Cody, and Evan. Trisha Noss and Miss Gush turning 38. Spencer Ellis, Main Street in O'Leary, 27 years old. Kate Whittyfield in Lower Montague Club, 40 next year. Kenzie Glanton Stratford turning 10. Happy birthday. And tomorrow, Brinley Goodett, or Goody, turning 10 from Mom, Dad, Ty, and Wes. Charlie McCormick turning 12. Love from your grandparents. And finally, Maddox Lawler over in Stratford turning 13, becoming a teenager. Happy birthday, Maddox.
Not even close to the end, though. Happy 6th birthday to Grayson McPherson. Love Mom, Dad, and Cal. And Simone Outhouse of Surrey. Happy birthday from your daughters, Ren and Nina and Jordan. All right, there you go. Hey, Lewis, what a ride. What a ride, buddy. Congratulations to our winners of Bridge Passes, Walter and Karen Perch and Mike O'Hanley. Hey, congratulations. We have your address. We'll send that to you in the mail. We'll have more with Lewis Page, coach of soccer. We'll just say soccer.
Soccer coach, UPEI.
Coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime to submit.
Chance of some showers and a high of 18. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Right on. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. Actually, let's get a couple of extra birthdays out of the way here. Sorry, Suella Gallant. I called you Stella. Your name's Suella. That's my bad. And your birthday's tomorrow, not today. So, hey. All around. Awesome. Good job.
We hope you have a great day.
I should touch on those buses, too. Bus 58, Dean McMillan, serving Spring Park Elementary, 1 hour late. Bus 71, Diana Legere, serving Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate, Charlottetown Rural, 30 minutes late. And 81, Stephen Phillips, Westwood Primary and Elliott River, 1 hour late.
Know who else has to slow it down? Scott Chapman. I had one more birthday to do.
That's all right. We never said it was going to be...
Jumping right in there.
This is fluid.
Happy birthday to Sasha. That's from the family. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome.
All right, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia. Today, which member of Guns N' Roses was actually born in Hampstead, England? That is Slash.
Slash
was born in England, then moved to the U.S. with his mom. All right. His book's actually very good. I've read it a couple of times. Congratulations to Kay Court, our winner of the $100 gift card today. Congratulations, Kay. You enjoy that. We will have more with Lewis Page coming up next. He's our interesting Islander today on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch. Ocean 100.
David Lee Roth, California Girls, Ocean 100. It is 8:08. Another reminder coming up after 8:30. You're going to hear your little text to win sound effect with Norton's Jewelers. 50 gifts in 50 days to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Norton's Jewelers. 50 years in downtown Charlottetown. And we decided to basically turn it into a big thing. So Norton's is giving away 50 gifts to lovely listeners, and we will have that again.
What a way to celebrate.
After 8:30.
What a way to celebrate. And people are excited.
Oh, are they ever?
Yes.
I love it. We're hanging out today with Lewis Page. He's the coach at UPEI of the men's and women's soccer team. What time are the games at this weekend? Of course, it's the final weekend.
The women's game kicks off at 1, and the men's game kicks off at 3:15.
Who are you playing against?
Dalhousie.
And what's Dal like? They're a tough opponent?
Dal's got two pretty good teams, but we always love taking points from them.
I love that. As we should. But I mean, let's stay in the greater Halifax area because that's where you're going to be going. Tell us about your next adventure. You're leaving UPEI at the end of this season, and you have been recruited to do something pretty cool.
Yeah, so in April 2025, the new Northern Super League is going to start, and that's the new Women's Professional Soccer League starting up in Canada, and I'm going to be going to Halifax to be the first head coach of the Halifax Tides.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you on that. I mean, that's huge news. How do you think it's going to be different? I mean, obviously, you've worked with a lot of pro players before, but how do you think it's going to be different than, your regular run-of-the-mill UPEI Panther program?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is going to be, first of all, it's one team instead of two teams.
True.
So it's going to be a little bit easier. But I think the fact that, you know, the players are full-time professionals, so you have, you know, more time to work with them, more opportunities to do things off the field. You know, obviously the quality of the players is going to be higher. And there's probably more work-life balance as well for these people, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're not trying to study 20 hours a week, work a part-time job, and play soccer. So, you know, the opportunities to help them grow as individuals and as players is larger.
I mean, I love Charlottetown, but Halifax is a pretty great city too, especially for sports.
Yeah, and there's a great soccer culture there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's been shown with the, you know, the men's team there with the Halifax Wanderers, and the crowds, they're selling out almost every home game.
Yeah.
And there's a huge history of successful female players coming from Atlantic Canada and in Nova Scotia in particular. And we're looking to build on that tradition.
Right. And there's you're no stranger to working with top tier athletes anyways. I mean, you've worked at, you were just telling me about Christine Sinclair. When did you run into her for the first time?
Yeah, so in 2002 with the under-19 women's national team when Canada hosted the World Cup, and we played in the final against the U.S. in Edmonton. Christine Sinclair was on that team, and I was assistant coach. So I had 11 years with the national team's program with various age groups, and a lot of the players that are working and establishing this league now as coaches and administrators and front office people are ex-players that I've been involved with.
Incredible. Incredible. What do you think the experience is going to be like in Halifax? Like, what are you really expecting from year one?
First of all, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I mean, the club is committed to being in the community and inspiring, you know, young female athletes, not just in Nova Scotia, but in Atlantic Canada in general. I think it's going to be a fantastic game day experience. Mm-hmm. And the community in Halifax, we're going to, being in a smaller market, going to mean the whole community is behind us. So it's going to be a special place to play and a special place to coach.
Well, we definitely hate to see you leave, obviously, but I mean, this is a great opportunity for you and really kind of like the next thing in the book of Lewis Page. And we really hope for nothing but success with the Halifax squad and that league too, right? Because like, you must have seen the change over the years in the acceptance of women's sport.
Yeah, and the willingness to create opportunities for them.
Love it.
You know, I mean, that's probably been the biggest thing. Like the everybody's always supported women's sport and tried to encourage women's sport, but now, you know, the rubber's hitting the road. People mm-hmm. are investing in it, you know, putting money behind it and creating more opportunities and infrastructure and systems that support female athletes and give them the opportunity to reach their potential.
Incredible. All right, we will wrap things up with Lewis Page. Definitely fits the bill as an interesting Islander. I'm loving every second of this. It's next on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Kent Street is where it's at this Thanksgiving weekend with the return of Escape. The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Sunshine today, a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, some light wind and a high of 19. Tonight is cloudy with a low of 13. And tomorrow, a chance of showers late in the morning as well as in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 18. It's currently 13 in Summerside, 12 in Montague, 13 here in Charlottetown.
And those late buses this morning, bus 58 driven by Dean McMillan serving Spring Park Elementary 1 hour late. Bus 71, Diana Legere serving Sherwood Elementary, Stone Park Intermediate and Charlottetown Rural running 30 minutes late. And bus 81, Stephen Phillips serving Westwood Primary and Elliott River 1 hour late.
And we're going to wrap things up with Lewis Page here next. Just a little reminder, as you leave the house today, don't forget your belt. Don't forget your belt as you leave. You don't want your pants falling down. UB40. It's Ocean 100. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Looking at sunshine today. Maybe a few more clouds in the afternoon. So very much like the last several days this week. It's taken a little bit longer in the morning for the skies to clear off, but we're expecting that to kind of happen as the day goes on today. So it should be a pretty nice Friday. It's been a great Friday in here, hanging out with Lewis Page, coach of the UPEI men's and women's soccer team. His final games as head coach coming up this weekend, Saturday, tomorrow to be exact. And I mean, talk about this season. It's your final season, you know. What were things like for the final year?
Yeah, I mean, it's... I haven't really thought too much about it being my final season. I've been too focused on trying to win games and get us into the playoffs. But as the season's coming to a close, it's starting to become more relevant and certainly is on my mind a little bit more. But the players have been great and they're working hard and we're fighting for the playoff spots.
I hear you. And of course, we're thinking about those seniors that their university career is going to come to a close this weekend too. So a big shout out to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's like nine of them between the two teams. So,
yeah.
You know,
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of people to honor.
A lot of change for next year, too, means as well. Yeah, a lot of opportunities for young players.
Yep. And we've got a good, young base there. You know, we had two good recruiting years the last 2 years, and the teams are definitely on the upswing, and they're going to miss those senior players. You know,
But.
Lewis, I've got a question for you, or maybe it's a two-part question. So we've chatted about your long career. You came over to PEI in 1996, I think, and began coaching. 95. You've interacted with so many players, and you're headed to coach the Halifax Tides. What would you say, from a coaching standpoint, first of all, obviously there's like physical benefit in sport, but in team sport and soccer, what would you say is that biggest benefit for players who are experiencing soccer?
Yeah, well, I mean, I could probably talk all day about that. The biggest thing for me about, you know, sport in general and soccer in particular is that it's about, you know, learning about yourself, learning about life, you know, and if you think of life as a big experiment, then, you know, soccer is our laboratory and that's where our players get to learn, you know, how to work with other people, how to set goals for themselves, how they respond to challenges, you know, and hopefully they can take all those lessons and apply them in other areas of their life. And it's a safe place to learn those lessons.
Yes. No, absolutely. Sorry, Darcy, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and coaching too now, I would assume over the 25 years, you have seen the emphasis put on the mental health side of things for athletes a lot more, probably recently.
Yeah, and it's been one of the biggest positives, you know, in the last sort of 10 years is the awareness around the mental health piece and the support that is put in place for athletes and students in general and the general population. You know, I think that awareness of everybody's going through something, everybody's fighting a battle somewhere, and it's okay to talk about it, and it's okay to have it out in the open.
And you told that story too through the Bell Let's Talk Day initiative out at UPEI not long ago, you know, and really just driving home the point that everybody does have, you know, to take care of their mental health.
Yeah, and I think and it's something that you don't need to be afraid of. You don't need to be ashamed of, and it's no different than going and getting you know, your broken arm taken care of.
Right.
Make sure you go take care of your mental health. If you're struggling, get some help.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yes, it's always, we encourage that. We've got and had lots of people in that say the same thing. You're headed to Halifax soon enough. Saturday is your last home game here. You've had such a long career at UPEI. We're here on Ocean 100. Is there anything you'd like to say to all the folks listening to know what a giant impact you've had on soccer in PEI and within the UPEI athletics department?
Yeah, I just like to let everyone know that I'm so grateful for the opportunities and support I've had in my time here. You know, I came here as a young coach, and I was given everything I needed to succeed and to grow and supported in that. I've heard before the expression saying that love what you do, love the people you get to do it with, and love where you get to do it. And I've been able to do all those things here in Prince Edward Island.
Incredible. You have made an impact on so many people over the years at UPEI and beyond as well. You're going to continue to do that. I dare say we'll see some UPEI soccer players on the Halifax Tides team at some point in time, which is fantastic as well. But we will keep in touch. We will keep following Lewis Page. Best of luck, sir, and thank you for all that you have done for soccer on Prince Edward Island.
Thank you for having me.